Hollywood celebs erupt with rage over Trump leaving Walter Reed, faking recovery. Doctors lying for a mass murderer. By David Ng on October 5, 2020. Hollywood elites experienced an epic meltdown after President Donald Trump tweeted that he would be leaving Walter Reed Military Hospital on Monday evening. At the center of Hollywood's temper tantrum was the president's advice, "Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life." Those words set off a Hollywood freakout in which celebrities launched social media attacks at the president and even his medical team, spreading conspiracy theories and wild accusations intended to hurt Trump. "You are faking your recovery," tweeted NBC's community actor Ken Jeong, who is also a medical doctor. "The president's doctors are lying for a mass murderer," Animal Kingdom actress Ellen Barkin tweeted. "This is reckless to a shocking degree, even for you," Captain American star Chris Evans tweeted. President Trump said that he would be leaving Walter Reed at 6:30 p.m. Monday. "Feeling really good," he tweeted. "Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. We have developed, under the Trump administration, some really great drugs and knowledge. I feel better than I did 20 years ago." His tweet was too much for many Hollywood elites to bear. Captain America star Chris Evans called the president's words reckless to a shocking degree, even for you. Bette Midler exploded, calling the president the sick hashtag idiot-in-chief. She also claimed that the president must be pumped up from steroids and getting medications no one else in the world can get. Actor Ken Jeong, who is also a medical doctor, made the wild accusation that the president is faking his recovery. "What time will you be bouncing back to the ER?" Actress Mandy Moore tweeted, "You're the cruelest." Knives Out star Jamie Lee Curtis tweeted, "I say there is plenty to be afraid of." Frozen star Josh Gad, who recently tweeted that Jews who support President Trump are siding with Nazis, raged that the president's top-notch medical care isn't available to most Americans. Trump antagonist Rosie O'Donnell tweeted, "Fuck you" to White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, upon the president's return to the White House on Monday. 2 and a Half Men star John Cryer said, "Can't for the life of me figure out how the White House became ground zero for a COVID outbreak." Actor-comedian Michael Ian Black cracked a joke about Trump removing his mask after returning to the White House. Scrubs star Zach Braff claimed, without citing evidence, that the president either has it and doesn't give a fuck who gets it from him, or he never had it. Comedian and Elizabeth Warren fan Billy Eichner called the president a serial killer. Animal Kingdom star Alan Barkin tweeted, "Real doctors bowing down and lying for a mass murderer. Appalling." Mia Farrow called the president a true monster. Selma director Ava DuVernay tweeted, "This man is evil." House of Cards creator Bo Willimon tweeted, "Either those experimental drugs are messing with your mind or you are totally full of it." Colin Hanks, the son of Tom Hanks, called the president idiot super spreader. General Hospital actress Nancy Lee Grand called physician to the president Dr. Sean Conley a quack. Other stars weighing in on the president's departure from Walter Reed include George Takei, Patricia Arquette, Diedrich Bader. Follow David NG on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.